Howdy, happy day. Just the other day, I was driving down the road and there was a Hell's Angel thing going on. There was probably 200 motorcycles of Hell's Angels that were having some convention, I guess, or something. And at each end of the street, there were policemen, probably 40, maybe more. And they were taking photographs of everyone that came and went, and they all had bulletproof vests on. I mean, it looked like a pretty big deal. And it made me think about this. And I thought, you know what? That's an invasion of privacy. I mean, how dare you do that? Take their pictures all day. If you have something to say, go knock on the door, arrest somebody, and go and do your job. The resources that Canada spends on managing, I suppose, or looking at the Hells Angels and other groups as well, it's almost like they're not trying too hard. It's almost like you're back in Vietnam fighting a war. You're not supposed to win. You're always pulling your punches. Like, what is that about? I mean, I don't get it. They came up with a law a few years ago, I think, it's still in place, was that a Hell's Angel can't wear his colors. And I've always marveled at that. Why not? Baseball teams wear that. You need to know what team everybody's on. I mean, I think that's kind of a good thing. What a waste of resources, because they don't seem to get it. You don't need 40, 50 policemen standing out there taking pictures of people dressed up looking like they're a SWAT team ready to, you know, go into action. I mean, it's a Tuesday morning and there's a whole bunch of guys on motorcycles smarting up. And by the way, see me, see my bike. I'm a Heaven's Angel. That's a 50cc. Hey, son of a gun. Death by... Moving ahead here. Now we're talking about climate control and different things like that. Death by renewable energy. Do you know that almost 3 billion, that's what that'd be, almost 3 billion birds have been killed by these production of coal plants? 289 coal plants have closed in the last several years. And these big wind things are knocking birds off left and right. I mean, you add the airplane stuff into that and all the birds that are getting killed. And where are these people, these climate control people? You know what they actually say? They say, hey, cats eat more birds than wind turbines kill. But that's not true. There's fewer cats now than there's ever been, apparently. You know what? Sparrows, robins, warblers, blackbirds, starlings, they all play a role. They pollinate flowers and they help with the forest, spread seeds around and so on. And where's the noise on that? Instead, the noise is basically, without saying it, they're saying, let's kill all the birds. So you got to have a balance. I mean, keep closing coal plants, 40% reduction, but there's still a lot of coal plants to close yet. And that's another thing that you never hear about when all of these people are saying, save the forest, now our climate change is happening and so on. Okay, here you have church leaders in Rochester. This would be in the United Kingdom. They're calling on the government to enforce stricter rules on the sale of knives, domestic knives, knives in the kitchen. They've written a letter to the government asking for a ban on the sale of pointed kitchen knives. The letter was also signed by leading crime experts as well as MPs and community leaders. There's been an 80% increase in knife crime over the last couple of years. Well, of course there is, because they took the guns away. I mean, bad people still do bad things. Take my gun away, I'll stab you. Take my knife away, and I'll kill you with my hands, I guess, or hit you with my car. I mean, that's what they do. You want to kill somebody, you go kill somebody. And now they can't figure it out, and they're saying we soon need to ban all pointy objects. It's pretty hard to take them seriously, right? Pointy-headed people. But it's happening, and the government's seriously looking at this. I mean, even though I can't take them seriously, the government is. What do you do in Thanksgiving time and Christmas time and so on? Okay, bad and out of touch and out of line governments eventually create civil disobedience. There is a duty that rests on the shoulders of one to respect one's rights. The only obligation which I have the right to assume is to do at any time what I think is right. Law on its own never made it better for honest people. I guess I'm talking mostly about the UK with the knife law, okay? More simply, that is to say, the law is no substitute for good common sense. Saying so, creating a law, doesn't make it right. In fact, in most cases, it makes it wrong. A law which states that you cannot defend yourself with a weapon of any kind, particularly of your choice, must be disobeyed. Say so many. Martin Luther King said it best when he was marching. He was breaking the law, and he said this: bad laws must not be obeyed. Educate, don't legislate. Alberta, here's a guy. He got 45 days, pardon me, he didn't. Bad guy got 45 days in jail. Let me back up to the good guy. His name is Eddie Maurice. I hope I'm saying that right. And it's in Alberta. And he and his daughter were home alone one night, and he looked out the window. There was a couple of bad guys in his vehicle. stealing stuff. He went outside, he shot some warning shots. A bullet did ricochet and hit one of the bad guys in the arm, and he was charged. The good guy was charged. He got off. However, then the bad guy, his name is Ryan Watson, he was hit in the arm, and he said, hey, this troubles me. So he sued the good guy, right? He ended up with 45 days in jail, as I started off with. And he says, the other guy, the good guy's got to pay me at least $100,000 because I have a metal plate in my forearm. I suffer from emotional upset, fatigue, I can't sleep. I'm anxious. I have stress disorder. I'm dizzy and I have a migraine headache. I think he's kind of goofy too. But the real rub here is the Alberta government got involved. And they also sued the good guy, and they said, you got to cover the bad guy's health care costs. The really good news here is that the premier, Mr. Kenney, he jumped into it just the other day. He says, stop it. He said, this is silly. This man did a good thing. He defended his home. He's been through enough. He did what he thought was necessary to protect his family and his property. And there will be no more lawsuit from the province of Alberta. Hallelujah. We got some good common sense going on. There is an insurance company that's been around for, I think, 6 years, maybe seven, in Canada called Firearm Legal Defense. Unfortunately, the good guy in that example didn't have it, but his legal fees cost a lot of money, $95 a year. Y'all better look at that. FirearmLegalDefense.com. Recently, a poll was done with all of the members of the largest gun organization in Canada, which is the Canadian Shooting Sports Association. And the question was, do you have legal firearm legal defense coverage? 43% said yes, 25% said not yet, but I'm planning to get it. Plan faster because it could happen to you. Hey, see ya.